A flight with fewer than 10 asylum seekers on board is expected to depart Britain today for the Rwandan capital, Kigali. The new anti-immigration scheme was cleared for takeoff yesterday when the UK Court of Appeal ruled that the first deportation flight could go ahead today. Human rights campaigners have appealed against a decision by a lower court last week to allow the one-way trip, but the appeal court said it cannot interfere with the original decision. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said yesterday the proposals will begin with a lot of teething problems.
But what we're trying to do is stop the business model of criminal gangs who are preying on people, moving them across the channel in unseaworthy vessels, risking their lives and sometimes costing their lives. But it's worse than that. What they're doing is undermining people's confidence in legal migration and people's support for legal migration. We have safe and legal routes for people to come into this country. I've just talked about it, for people who to come and work in agriculture or whatever. We have that. It should not be undermined by criminal gangs who are risking people's lives. And that's what the Rwanda policy is all about.
From London now, I'm joined by journalist Vincent McAvinney. And Vincent, what is likely to happen now today with this flight? Originally, it was thought you'd have as many as 100 on board, now fewer than 10.
Well, I can tell you that the British government has chartered a Boeing 767 for the 4,095-mile journey to Kigali. That plane can take 200 passengers, but at the moment it will only now take seven. When I started reporting on this earlier this morning, it was going to be eight passengers, but it's already dropped to seven. We don't quite know why that has happened, but we do know that three of those who are on the manifest are in court in the next few hours looking to be removed from the flight. So this could fall even further. It's set to depart at some point tonight, but there are ongoing legal challenges. But it doesn't seem like anything today is going to stop the flight taking off, but it could mean that what is meant to be a one-way ticket could be reversed. If in a few weeks' time the government loses another legal battle, people could have to be returned to the UK.
And what's going to happen to them? As you say now, seven, it could be even fewer than that by the time this flight takes off this evening. What's planned to happen to them when they reach Kigali?
Well, there has been a lot of work by the British government in conjunction with the Rwandan government. They're paying them substantial amounts of money to basically turn sort of hostels and hotels into accommodation fit for these people. They have been told that they will be given assurances that they will be safe, that they will be treated like citizens, that they'll be given work, that they'll be given access to benefits, access to healthcare. And there have been lots of reporters going out and looking at this accommodation. There does seem to be some prepared to take these people. But this is what's interesting about this is that the money that the government is putting in doesn't look at the moment like it could sustain this in huge numbers in the long term. What I think the British government is trying to do is try to deter people making that crossing, because it is an incredibly dangerous sea space. It is the busiest sea channel in the world. There's huge cargo ships all the time in it. You've also got these criminal gangs benefiting, and it's gone from a passage of a few hundred people just 5 years ago to almost 30,000 or so last year, and it's expected to exceed that this year. Last year we had the deaths of one of those, 27 deaths from one of those boats in the channel, including women and children. And so the British government is slightly struggling to find a way to stop this happening, and they think that this is the best deterrent.
Well, we shall see what happens over the course of the day. That flight due to take off this evening. Vincent McAvinney in London, thank you. It's 8:15.